Welcome, affiliated listeners, to another amazing episode of the Affiliated Podcast, where I'm going to be in some new surroundings, really in the studio today, but it looks a little bit different and fancy, which is meant to make my co-host jealous. Thomas, coming back from Barcelona, how are you doing and how jealous are you feeling of my much cooler background?
I am mostly recovered from jet lag, but not entirely. And I like how you say you're in new surroundings, but you're just where we usually are. Yeah. Just a different camera angle.
But not doing the podcast here. Well, yeah, sometimes we are. But this is your seat. I'm going to put so many farts in it, Thomas, and ruin your butt groove. It's just going to be great all over. So, well, we are actually joined today. Speaking of butt grooves, this has nothing to do with that. But what it does have to do is oftentimes we might find ourselves in the same position so often and feeling like we have blockers to success, and maybe you just need to change those surroundings, change your mindset, change the way you look at it. And we find that success and everything we're doing and what we do this industry for is hopefully to be happier, better people. And oftentimes it isn't business that's going to unlock that for us. We need something a little bit different, which is why we're going to be talking to Aaron File today exactly about that with the MindFix group. And Aaron actually came to us referred from, I know Thomas has experienced one of her kind of presentations on stage before, but we had several clients that have been so impacted by the work that Aaron's been doing. They said, you have to get her to talk on the podcast, share this message, because they know that people need to hear it. So with that great introduction, as I pat myself on the back, Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me.
Good. We're excited to have you. Before we jump in, because this is just lingering in my head and I can't get it out until we talk about it, where did you get that really cool artwork behind you with that little like Cyclops delightful character? I find it so cute in so many ways.
It's not just the Cyclops. It's part of a two-part. Actually,
even better.
He's sticking up the guy in the background. It's a stick up.
I like that. I like that a lot. Awesome. That is the cutest assault I've ever seen before. That's really
right.
Great.
It's like Monsters Inc. style. No, a friend got it for me from a local art show for Christmas.
That's awesome. That is a great, great friend and a great Christmas present. So, well, with that, what we wanted to do to kind of jump in today, Aaron, like I said, it's a little bit different. We've done this in the past with some other episodes, but again, kind of focusing on there's a lot of tactics, there's a lot of strategies, there's concepts that we talk about. They're really important to the growth of your business. But none of those really matter if we don't have our own in between our ears set up and done in the right way. In fact, you might find yourself, you know, sitting in this position, listening to this podcast because you feel like you can't break through. There's always something in the way. And oftentimes it isn't a tactic. It isn't a traffic source. It's something ongoing, going inside, right? Whether you're super successful, whether you're just starting out, or somewhere in between, it seems like a lot of people struggle from that. And that's primarily what you do with, people, right? Is get them unstuck. So before I tell you what you do better than, or not better, but instead of me trying to do it very poorly, I'd rather you kind of tell the people a little bit about what you do for entrepreneurs and how you got there. How did you get started in all this?
Sure. So you did a great job of explaining what we do. We work with people when they feel like they are either stuck or experiencing friction or experiencing resistance along their entrepreneurial or business journeys. Sometimes you're just flying along and you're implementing and things seem smooth. And then there are these points, almost like a staircase along your growth journey, where you go and it's just like, I'm doing the things, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, or I know what I'm supposed to do and I'm not doing them. And it's just not working. And you know, we all have some of those days, but when those days turn into like extended periods of time, many days, and then a week, and then a few weeks and months, there's a sense of like, okay, I'm either blocked from moving forward and making progress, and I don't know what it is. I think there's something internal, because a lot of times what happens is we'll go and we'll read another book, we'll work with a coach, we'll work with a mentor, and we'll gather more strategies and things to do. But then we keep trying and applying those things, and again, it's still not working. And so when people get that friction, or they go, you know what, I think it could be easier, like I'm moving forward, but it's taking so much energy, that's when they'll come to us. And we'll sit down and we'll go, okay, what's happening? How can we lighten the load? How can we make it feel easier? How can we take rocks out of your backpack so that you can move forward again with ease? So that's what we do, is we help people get unstuck, reduce the friction, reduce the resistance, so that their entrepreneurial journey can feel like it's supposed to feel, like it gets to feel.
That's awesome.
So that's
mm-hmm. It's like the easy button at Staples for life, for your entrepreneurial journey at least.
Yes, absolutely.
So before we kind of go into the background of how you got there, I'm actually curious from you, Thomas. I know I've definitely seen this oftentimes, and I think even felt it. We probably all felt it before. But where are some places that you've commonly seen entrepreneurs kind of stuck in this place where they find themselves in similar to what Aaron just described?
I think it's a lot of like the solopreneurs we work with, right? The people that are kind of the one man show, the one woman show with whatever they're doing. Maybe they've got some contract help, right? But they don't really have a team around them. That's not always that case, right? But I think that's where I see it a lot. And a lot of times they get stuck operationally, but they kind of just get stuck doing the same thing. They know they want to hire, they know they want to diversify, but they just can't, and they can't kind of free themselves out of that I have to do everything mindset. But of course we see it with, you know, top CEOs that do have teams too, but it just seems that's where I run into it more.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as their entrepreneurial journey needs to take a big shift, sometimes that could be action for the first time, or sometimes it could just be growing up your business and being like, wow, this has to be a business now. It's not just me doing stuff in my underwear kind of a thing. So, well, with that, as we get into, I'd love to know a little bit more about what the process looks like, Aaron. We'll jump into that. But before we go forward, I'd love for you to just to frolic a little bit back to explain kind of people like how did you get here? How do you start doing this work? How do you start unlocking people to get unstuck and kind of be the cheat code in their life? I'm curious that journey.
Yeah. How did I start? So was always fascinated historically by people. I started taking psychology classes in high school. I think when I was like 13 or 14, went off to college. I was like, I'm going to be a psychology major, got my degree in psychology. And at that point, I ended up going in a different direction. Instead of pursuing a further advanced psychology degree, I ended up blending psychology with art and technology and opened up a web agency. And so I went in that direction and actually ran a web business for about 17 years and did great, had a phenomenal run and grew that business. As the industry and the world shifted, right? And that world started to become commoditized, and suddenly you had Squarespace and GoDaddy and website in a night, and everybody's seventh grade cousin could build a website. And I was just like, wait, this is not the industry that I don't want to do this anymore. I realized I had outgrown it and wanted something different, more fulfilling. Because even when we would crush a project, there was something about just delivering it and getting a thank you. I was like, I think there's more. What ended up happening, extraordinarily long story short, I ended up experiencing chronic pain. As I started to get less and less fulfilled in the business, I started to, I think, push things down and be unfulfilled and not happy. It started to come up as physical pain. Doctors couldn't fix it. So then I started to have anxiety, and then I started to have depression because the doctors couldn't help me, and then I couldn't bike. And then suddenly I'm feeling withdrawn, and it was this downward spiral, and nothing was working for me. I had also gone to therapy since I was young. I was diagnosed with depression as a teenager. They threw me on a bunch of Prozac, and it just, nothing ever really shifted. And I was dealing with the same kind of harsh inner critic, low self-confidence, inability to enjoy and appreciate what I had around me at, you know, mid-30s that I did when I was a teenager. And so I kept trying over and over to do what I was supposed to do, and it just didn't work. And so that was that point in my journey was like, I got to do something. I got to shift this. I got to figure out a way to change this, because just talking about my problems, it's not helping. I have an intellectual understanding, but I got to shift it. So I set off on my own healing journey, and I did research, and I worked with masters, and I flew across the country and tried all of these different things, and little parts and pieces worked. Like this worked a little bit, and this worked a little bit, and this worked a little bit. And I tested, became my own science experiment, put the pieces together, and came out of it with like something that worked really well after decades of things not working. I was like, wow, I feel different. That harsh critic in my head, it's not there. I'm able to enjoy my life for the first time. I'm feeling gratitude instead of thinking it. And so I took on a few test clients. I started helping my friends. The results were so fast, so consistent. it went from being the side hobby of being able to help people to suddenly had a line of people at the door going, I want that. And I want it quick. I want that too. And it was so fulfilling to be able to impact people's lives and have them come back and say, my anxiety is not, I'm not waking up with it every morning. Oh my gosh. Or I've had imposter syndrome since I was 15 and I'm 55 and I don't have it. It's not there. Like I would wake up just so excited to go to work. And so that's when I knew I was onto something. And that's how MindFix came to be.
That is amazing. I mean, if there's not a tagline for a business, like stop thinking about gratitude and just feel it, like that would be, at least for me, I was like, wow, what just is that do like? It. Yeah, I was like, I thought you just think about it and then you speak it out loud. When do you feel it naturally? So that's amazing. So, wow, I don't really have any great things ever wow to say to that. And what a great line. But so I think one thing before we kind of get into to the specific kind of what it looks like, and that's, hey, for all the listeners today, you're going to get a bit of a surprise. We're going to do some live work on this on me. Ah, so for those who are like, I'd like Kyle to unpack all of his demons. Well, we get a sample of that today. So but before that, so walk me through kind of like, what do you commonly see with entrepreneurs when they're in these states, they're coming to you, they're feeling stuck? What is some, and obviously we can't share all the specifics, but I'm sure you see some common trends and things that people are saying that they're feeling.
Yes, absolutely. So I break it down into when people are feeling frustrated or stuck. There's usually three things that they can point to. One of three or all of three or maybe two. But really, challenges come in a few flavors, only a few flavors. Sometimes they come like bucket one is thinking. The thoughts that we think. So someone's sits down to have a sales call, or they sit down to send this email to try and get, you know, a JV opportunity. And the thoughts start going, this isn't work, or this isn't going to work. This isn't good enough. They're never going to say it. I don't know if I should even be doing this. Who am I to get on to us? And the thoughts start going. And that can be frustrating because of course we can push through the thoughts. We can try to push the thoughts down. But when they're coming up and you can't do anything about it, you go for a walk, you go for a bike ride and the thoughts are still there. That's hard. That's really hard to push through and show up genuinely to a call when the thoughts are spinning in the background, right? Like push it away. So there's thoughts. The other bucket two would be feelings or emotions. So those are attached to thoughts usually, but someone may, again, sit down to be on a podcast. They may sit down to go through their to-do list during the day. They may be asked to present somewhere. And then the feelings, there's anxiety, there's overwhelm that comes up with a small bit of work. There's frustration with themselves because they're not thinking clearly. So we have emotions that can get in the way and that slow people down. So that's bucket two. And then the third bucket is actions. It's when people find themselves either taking the actions that they shouldn't be taking. You know, maybe they're going out and they're doing work that's not important, or they're going out and hanging out with their friends, even though they haven't finished their work for the day, or they're avoiding, they're doing the wrong tasks, or they're avoiding doing things. And so we've got thoughts, we've got emotions, we've got actions. And typically people are struggling with something in one of those buckets or a combination. And what that looks like, if we start using buzz terms, it can look like harsh inner critic. It can look like imposter syndrome, which is the combination of the thoughts and the emotions of I'm not good enough, I'm a fake, I'm a fraud. It can look like can't delegate, can't bring myself to hire someone else because I've got the thoughts that I have to hold on to it and nobody can do it as good as me. And then the action of avoidance, not taking action. Or it could look like fears, slowing down, any flavor like that. And what I want to share with people is that oftentimes they try to change those things. They try to change the thoughts, change their emotions, change their actions. And that's hard. Because those are like the end of the spectrum. Underneath are the root causes of why those things keep bubbling up. So when you try to change those things, you're changing what's at the end of an equation. And what we get to do and talk about and explore today is what can we shift underneath so that you don't have to keep trying to manage or numb or deal with those difficult thoughts, emotions and actions.
Yeah, I think you've hit on that, but I feel like a lot of people don't know they're stuck, right? They kind of, they think there's something else is the issue that they're trying to solve for, or the actions they're trying to solve for, which I think that's probably the, what I see the most anyway, from an external point of view on people, probably internally too. It's like the action you're trying to swap in or swap out is masking something potentially. Is that in the right realm?
That's a fascinating point and a really interesting topic for discussion. How does someone know that it's something internal? Oftentimes it's like, no, I just need a better admin. I just need a better administrative assistant, or it's just my marketing strategy. If my ads were good, everything would be so fine and I'd be totally golden. And so I would say that it does take a level of awareness, of self-awareness, for someone to go, you know what? I've been repeating this pattern. I've been dealing with this for an extended period of time. There's something that I could shift internally that would then change my actions. And that's not something that everybody has or has yet or is ready to look at. There are plenty of people out there who don't wish to look internally or who think it's all strategy. Or I've talked with people who are like, I don't want to look inside. I don't want to. I just don't. That's not my thing. And so at this whole discussion today, I would say it's not for everybody. This is for people who are curious, who desire to be a better version of themselves, who are interested in exploring their inner world and personal development, and who understand that one of the best investments, or I'm repeating a lot of the big people out there who say one of the best investments and the highest leverage ROIs you can get is when you invest in yourself, clear out what's blocking you so that you can then produce more, be more effective, come from a place of calm, have clear thoughts, have that confidence that then radiates out.
Yeah. No, I think that's really good. It's how do you find yourself unstuck? Well, first you have to realize that you are, right? it is understand. So what I would tell people, some of you might be still in that place where you don't think that it's something else, some outside factor. And all I'd say is be open-minded as you listen to the rest of this. And as soon as you start to maybe see something that connects, it's a great time to start getting reflective. Like, well, that sure seemed interesting, or I really connect with that, or maybe that doesn't sound so crazy. You might find yourself being more stuck or blocked by something than you realize. And with that, I think it's a perfect time to see what this looks like. So if it's okay, Aaron, I figure this would be a perfect transition into jumping in, kind of just showing a demonstration, maybe what breaking through some of these things looks like, and then we could talk about it afterwards.
Absolutely. And the way that you just transitioned gave me one additional thing that I think might be useful to share. Yeah. It's brilliant. So what I realized is as we go through our entrepreneurial and business journeys, we are going to come to daily things that look like problems or challenges. It is part of what we do is solving problems and overcoming challenges. What allows people to be successful is their relationship to those problems and challenges. If someone gets an email and their whole day is destroyed and they feel exhausted and they feel bad about themselves because this email shows up, that's going to make it hard for them to do great work and to keep going and to be excited and to show up to the next call great and to respond to it with an open heart. Whereas if someone is able to look at it and stay calm and go, this is not a problem, but to really have all these road bumps and blocks and challenges and unforeseen situations come up and relate to them and feel and go, okay, not a problem. And just stay calm and clear along the way. You know, expand that over a year. Someone who's getting frustrated and upset and angered and anxious as these things happen, and someone who's just like, not a problem, not a problem, not a problem. Like, how is their health going to be different at the end of the year? How are their decisions going to be at the end of the year? How is their family life and their health going to be at the end of the year? So I think it's how we relate to challenges and problems. And so that's what we get to explore with you, is we're going to take something that feels icky, that feels like a challenge, that feels like a problem, and see if we can't shift how you feel about it.
Exciting and scary all at the same time. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. This sounds great. This sounds great. So, we'll let you lead the way. I'm not quite sure how you want to get started, but yeah. I am all yours, Aaron, as we crack open my chest and see what's going on inside.
Awesome. Well, let's see if we can't take something bite-sized, right? Like, we don't have 3 hours to work on anything.
Yeah, we won't cover my daddy issues. That's
yeah, okay. Yeah. So problem, my dad.
Yeah, right.
Let's go. That. 5 minutes, go.
So what we'll focus on then, just to set the stage, is so I, over the last year, definitely had some positive health changes. But as a part of that, through this discovery, I realized that not just being in my mid-30s, but also these health conditions make a lot of foods that I previously really loved less accessible. And not only that they I shouldn't be eating them, but when I do, I feel awful. And it's been challenging because it is a lot of foods. And so I find myself feeling very trapped by this decision because I'm not really wanting to make the adjustments, but physically I feel very bad when I don't. And I feel like it should be easier for me to want to adjust. But yeah, that's been something that's probably, I know there's some people out there that are like, food is fuel and it shouldn't be a problem, but it's been a problem for me and something that I have not been enjoying lately.
Beautiful. Thank you for, number one, being open and vulnerable and sharing that with us. And since we can't shift your health right here or shift it, perhaps we can shift again how you feel about the situation, and that might be able to open up opportunities as well. So let's take what you shared. If you had to repeat that back to me in a very short bit, like in just a few words, what would you say the problem is?
I'm sad about changing my diet.
Cool. Sad about changing my diet. Scale of 1 to 10. How true or strong is that? 10 being like, yes, yes, like I'm so, so sad. And 0 or 1 being like, doesn't really bother me, not really there.
I'd probably put it about an 8 to 9. I'm pretty bummed out about it, if I'm being
okay,
honest.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So for this process, we're going to, at MindFix, we have a number of different session types. We have types where we explore and we look underneath the hood of the car and we're looking for the black boxes and what's causing the issues, kind of the hidden root causes. We have sessions where we calm the nervous system and we increase the body-mind connection so we get that going and people can get better results from our sessions. Some of our sessions are what we're going to do right now. We call them subtraction sessions. We're going to go in and subtract the root causes of why people may be stuck or feeling blocked. And we have a number of different ways we can subtract. And what I'm going to do with you today is probably one of the most simplest processes that we know of that can help. And it will be a few simple questions.
Okay.
All I would ask is, are you comfortable sitting back and keeping your eyes closed for the process?
You bet I am. All right. Tell me when I need to close them. Now? Good?
Yeah, now. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm sad about changing my diet, right? I'm going to ask you to just feel that as a problem. Just feel it for a moment.
Okay.
And okay, now exaggerate that feeling. Turn it up, turn the volume up just a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, what's the first thing you notice about that feeling?
Feels very lonely. Very lonely feeling. I feel very isolated and alone when I kind of dial that up.
Okay. And if you check, where do you feel that lonely feeling in your body?
Right in the heart of my chest. It feels like almost like a collapsing feeling in your chest.
Amazing.
Leaving it.
That's all I need.
Afterwards. Okay, cool. Sorry.
Thanks. Yep. We're going for, this is beautiful. We're just going for that first thing. We're making the connection. Beautiful. So, as you feel this problem of feeling sad about changing your diet, what I'm curious about is, in this moment right now, what do you want? What do you really want? Like, what's your goal? If you could have anything.
Anything, like broadly or just in this specific issue?
As it relates to this problem, and it could even be something that's not even possible, like go wild with your imagination.
Yeah, honestly, I would just like to be able to eat whatever I could, whatever is put in front of me, without having to worry about the after effects that it would have to my body, just in the short
run. Eat anything you can. Got it.
Thank you. Just want to try things.
Cool. So this is going to be an interesting little step here, but what I'm going to ask you to do is feel yourself achieving the goal of being able to eat whatever you want without consequences, without having to worry about it. Like, imagine whatever you need to imagine at all. And just feel that fully, what that'd be like. And tell me once you've done that.
I've done that, yeah.
Okay. What's the very first thing that you notice about that feeling?
It's like a buzzing energy. That's the feeling. It just feels like
energy. And where do you
like
feel energy. That in your body?
I feel it more almost like my shoulders and my head.
Mm. Okay. Take a moment and just expand that out. Feel it a little more.
Okay.
Cool. Can you still feel the problem of I feel sad about changing my diet?
No, not when I was thinking about that.
You can open your eyes.
Oh, okay. Oh, where am I?
So that was very fast. Very good. Job well done. That was very fast. And also, do you want to share with the listeners, just in case they're like, was that set up or is that fake or was that real? Like when I asked you if you could still feel that problem that was previously at an 8 or a 9,
mm-hmm.
were you able to connect to it? When I asked you at the end, if you were able to still feel, were you able to still feel it as a problem?
You know, by the time we started thinking about it and talking through the other things, I was so focused on the positive feelings of like what I'd want. It just, I wasn't thinking about it anymore. Like I was thinking about the different parts of my body that felt differently from like the positive sides versus that like collapsing feeling of like the bad part, right? The fact that the loss, I guess I would say.
If you go back and you try to connect with it though, like I'm sad about changing my diet, like are you able to connect to that sadness?
I mean, if I focus on it, yeah, I could still connect with the sadness if I'm being
honest. Okay. So then there's still a bit more that we can do then.
Okay.
I was like, that was really quick. Then let's try it. Let's do another round. Let's see if we can't start to peel away some of these layers.
All right.
So in this moment, connect to that I'm sad about changing my diet.
Close my eyes again?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Connect to that feeling of being sad about having to change your diet. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, exaggerate that a little bit. And tell me the first thing you notice about that feeling.
Again, it's in my chest, compression feeling.
Okay. Is it the same feeling? Has it shifted?
It still feels like this isolation. It's a loneliness.
Okay. What does that feeling in your chest, not Kyle, but what is that isolation feeling in your chest? What does that want? If we gave it a magic wand and it could have anything, what does that want?
Man. Well, I'll be very personal because it made me feel emotional when I said it in my head, but it doesn't want to be alone. It just doesn't want to feel alone.
Amazing. Thank you. Excellent work. So I'd like for you to have this isolated part in your chest achieve the goal of feeling that it's not alone. Imagine whatever you need to imagine. Give it that goal. Like grant its wish, be its genie in the bottle, and allow it to have that feeling of not being alone. And let me know. Once you've done that.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, what's the first thing you notice about that feeling?
Warmth. Mm. It's definitely a more full feeling. It feels like warmth radiating.
Mm. Well done. Would you say that you fully achieved that goal of having that isolated part be able to feel what it's like to not be alone?
I don't know if I fully achieved it. Like, I think I probably need to still work on that because it's not as strong as I know that feeling can be. But
oh, Are you okay if we take a moment? And because that's where the magic can happen is when we
try and strengthen it more.
Yep. All right. Like let that part, you are granting that you are the wish granter for this isolated, lonely part. And you are enveloping it in this feeling and allowing it to experience so fully not being alone. Just gift it that.
Okay.
Okay. What's the first thing you notice about the feeling now?
It's stronger and happier.
It's happier.
Okay. Still were you in my able chest, to achieve... though, different than last time. It's still a more warm radiation, but it feels stronger.
Beautiful. Well done. Would you say you were able to help that isolated part fully achieve its goal of not feeling alone and isolated?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you. If you check in with that isolated part. Okay. Real quick. Mm-hmm. If you check in with that isolated part in the chest, is there anything else that it needs or wants in this moment?
Not right now, no.
Cool.
That feels like the biggest thing.
Well done. So if we come back to your original problem, I'm sad about changing my diet. Scale of 1 to 10, how does that feel now? How strong is it?
It feels quite a bit lower. Okay. I put it like a 3. I've cool. really
okay.
Yeah, I put about a 3.
A 3. Well done. Okay. So what we just did, if we were working together and we were doing like a full session, we would have some different ways to work with you. We would make sure that we got it down to a 1. We would test it. We'd make sure it didn't feel like it was going to come back. We would mm-hmm. double check to make sure, are there any other issues related to this that could be a problem? We do a lot of checking and sweeping around to ensure that this issue was actually fully resolved in your subconscious and that it mm-hmm. wouldn't come back where you're like, yeah, I'm feeling good. And then tomorrow it's back. We would want to clean that up. But what you were able to demonstrate is, say, if you had just sat in and meditated, or if you had gone for a run, being able to take something that you have said has been strong from a 9 down to a 3, and what, you know, maybe that was 4 minutes. That's the type of work that can be done when we can go through and find these subconscious goals and the resistance. As we start bringing these bubbles to the surface and they pop, it actually clears how we're holding on to problems and how we experience them. So this work that we're doing, unlike, say, just chatting at like a lunch and then you feel better for a little bit, I will be reaching out to you tomorrow to double check and see how it's landed for you. Mm-hmm. This is the type of work that allows us to actually start pulling out the roots and the splinters that hold our problems into place and keep us feeling the same way day after day. So great work. And thank you for this little mini demo and dropping your 8 or 9 down to a 3 with a handful of questions. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And now I have so many other thoughts and have to find a way to get like back on track with this podcast. But no, it's amazing because I was sitting here thinking like, one, I don't know if I've even explored why I've been so bummed out about it. And when you started thinking about what would make it happier, like being able to channel, it started driving me towards real memories where I felt those things. And it gave me a totally different perspective to bring that down. And I was like, wow, okay. Like that changes a lot. Like it gives me a lot of different perspective to bring that thing down. Look at this. I'm obviously in a completely different place. I feel totally uneloquent. Thomas, take the podcast away. that was great. That was really, really
my turn.
Awesome.
No.
No, the last thing I'll share is after these experiences, we'll often ask people, what are you more aware of now? Because in addition to in doing this work, insights typically show up. Oh my God. Like you said, memories. Mm-hmm. Memories can hold problems into place. So those are the types of things that can be cleared and dissolved. Or identities. I feel like I'm this type of person can mm-hmm. lock all sorts of thoughts and beliefs into place. So as these things come up and you have these awarenesses, people walk away with a better understanding of themselves, why they're stuck, and then the next things that can be cleared so that the problems don't come back. So well done on all those observations.
Yeah, I have go home and I already have things things I want to go do to help with this. This is really, really good. So boy, yo, Thomas, any questions, thoughts? I'm going to collect myself for a second here.
Very good. I'd just say if for listeners out there who might be hesitant about the idea or suspect or whatever it is. Like, I think where Kyle and I, yourself, Aaron, right? Like, we've all been to a lot of these different mastermind groups, these different experiences, group, personal ones. I used to be very skeptical. That was the word I couldn't think of. Wow. About, kind of personal development work, kind of the woo-woo stuff, if you will, breath work, whatever it might be, meditation, this kind of thing you're doing with Kyle, right? And I've gotten a lot more open to it over the last few years. I mean, I've gone through some experiences that were really powerful, with groups of friends in a mastermind. We're like, we need to leave the room now so we can go talk about what just happened, right? And we need to excuse ourselves for a moment kind of thing. I'd just say, if you're skeptical at all about this, that's totally normal, totally okay. It might be new for you. And to just sit with it for a bit and kind of, think through it. And if you have friends that do, experiment with different personal development things manifestation things or different meditation practices, you can start simple, you can start easy. It's one of those things I wish I'd do more of and I need to do more of, but it's can be very powerful in helping just work through whatever you're going through. And whether that's with Aaron and MindFix group or whether it's just your own personal journey and kind of exploring that, leaning into it can go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I was just going to say, going through it, it's we have a lot, this culture is very driven around hustle, right? Just work more, try more, grind. And with that, you'll get freedom, happiness, and all these things, right? We have these promises that are built into our head. And I think oftentimes we also don't realize is I think a lot of people that enter into this industry and drive and hustle and are attracted to that culture, it doesn't always come from a healthy place. We feel like it could be a healthy outlet for unhealthy feelings, thoughts, behaviors, trauma, whatever it might be. But oftentimes it's just the greatest distraction. And it's not until you get success or you get to a certain point that you start feeling that stuckness that it seems like, you're going to need more. You have to address that stuff. And I think that the key is you have to find what works for you. There's a lot of different routes and avenues, and I think that's important. You might have been somebody that you might have listened to this thought, oh, this is just therapy. I've done talk therapy. It doesn't work for me. Or this is coaching. I've done that before. That doesn't work for me. In reality, one, I would say it's neither of those. And Aaron will ask that question. I wouldn't try and define this. But I think what's important is what are you doing? What are you doing to explore and improve you as a person and your mindset? And it's amazing what it'll do to your productivity in terms of being the best version of yourself. And one thing I want to say that I think is really important, because I've struggled with this. The best version of yourself isn't necessarily the most productive version of yourself. And what I mean by that is your best self doesn't mean that you're just doing the most stuff, because that could be your worst version of yourself. Sometimes it takes more sacrifice for you to do those things in other areas that actually make you happier and fulfilled. So really, really understanding and getting to know what the best version of you looks like and structuring your life around that, I think sometimes is a little bit more important than being the most hustled, Ferrari'd person in a hustle culture. And it's why when we go to these high-level masterminds, some of those high-level ones have the least strategy, the least tactic conversations. They spend more time talking about how could I finally feel happy and enjoy everything that I've ground for and I or been at this grind for. And I would tell you, don't wait. Don't wait to grind to be happy. Like, find ways to be happy now. And all of a sudden that grind isn't a grind. It's just an enjoyable journey that best fits for you. So that's one of the reasons I was really excited to have you on here, because I think a lot of people don't think about that mindset. And it's, in fact, sometimes you might feel weak for thinking about that mindset. But I tell you, in the biggest rooms with the biggest people, it's the number one thing that they seem to want to focus on is exactly that. Because we just all want to be a little bit happier. So with that though, Aaron, I think I want to kind of lean it over to you of saying, like, if people are looking at this and thinking, well, is this therapy? Is this coaching? What is this? Like, how do you go about making sure that they define and understand that working with you isn't really either of those two things?
Yeah. Great question. So There are trained and registered therapists out there who are classically trained, and they are great for some people. I went to traditional therapy for quite a long time, and it's really important for people to be able to have spaces where they feel safe to talk about what they're going through. And that's important. And there's also a tremendous number of therapies these days. 20 years ago, if you went to therapy, it had to be like a licensed clinical therapist. Now, the lady down the street does raindrop therapy, and she just drops some oil on you and you get a massage, right? So the word is kind of blown out, and it's like she literally has this dropper and she puts it on your spine and she's like, this is raindrop therapy. So the word is kind of overused in terms of what's therapeutic and what's beneficial. So I feel like the word has lost a bit of its meaning. You can have the clinical people and then the people just doing some type of some randomly named therapy. So be cognizant of that. With coaching, typical coaching, if you think of a coach is a guide, someone who gives you recommendations and helps you along your journey. And you're going to do this next week, and we've created a framework, and we're going to hold you accountable and kind of tell you what to do to get the results that you're looking for. In our work that we do, we don't assume we could possibly know what's best for someone, how they need the next steps to build their business or what they need to do to have a better life. What we get to do though, is we get to go in and find all of the pieces that are making the entrepreneurial and life journey heavy, and we subtract them. So we're part metal detector, and then we're part pulling out those splinters along the way. So it's not really a coach because we're not telling you what to do. And we're not clinical therapists who are using what we're finding to be some outdated approaches that used to be in vogue, you know, 20, 30 years ago. There are so many incredible transformative technologies that have come out in the last 5 years alone. It's almost like technology. Like there are so many new modalities that are helping people get rapid results that did not exist even 10 years ago.
For sure. That is very true. I've got an AI
therapist. No, that's a joke.
They're there. They're there now.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Well, my son went through some therapy that was something with neuromapping. It changed it. It was literally 6 months of doing it, and he has been so many of the issues that we had to deal with that made us feel lost as parents. And like, we just were bad and we couldn't find a solution. All of a sudden we have the kid that we thought we had, right? Like, just came back, you know? So you're right. There's amazing technology out there, but I think the biggest thing I would say is, you know, being happy is underrated, right? Like it's unfortunately very underrated in our culture. We'd rather be miserable sometimes pursuing something. But I'll tell you what, if you are not happy, if you're not in a good state right now, we don't need to be happy all the time. But in general, if you don't feel like you're in a good mental place, it's always taking from you. It's taking something from somewhere. You might not see it. You might not know it. It's in your business. It's in your personal life. It's somewhere constantly robbing you of something. As soon as you start getting that fixed, working with Aaron, unlocking that stuff, getting past that, finding the tools you need to get it, all of a sudden your brain isn't stealing from you. It starts giving back, and all, you know, you're working towards the joy and happiness. And it's hard. You'll probably cry. You'll probably feel uncomfortable. You'll wonder what the hell you're doing and why you're doing this. But through it, I'll tell you what, like, I wish the world would be a better place if we just focused on being a little bit happier every single day and getting a little bit unstuck in our journeys. And not only are we more successful, it'd just be a better place. So please start focusing on that and asking some questions. With that, Aaron, what I'd have for you, if you could give the people the last little bit here, maybe just something to think about. What's the thing that they could write down, the thing that they could journal tomorrow, a little tidbit that's going to get them moving forward on their journey to become unstuck? And then also after you give that, maybe just mention how they could get a hold of you if they instead like to go the fast track route and just work with you directly to start unlocking themselves in their lives and in their business.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful question. So something that I've seen with people that keeps people stuck and frustrated is how they talk about or label their challenges. If someone is going around and saying, I'm just an anxious person, Or I'm just this fact finder on my Colby index. I can't stop researching and it's going to take me 3 weeks. Or I just don't have it in me. I don't delegate. I'm an awful delegator, right? So we hear these labels or these assessments and people will label their issues or say, I am this. One of the first things that people can do, something they can journal about, is to take one of their problems that they're experiencing. I'm bad at this. I am this kind of person. And take a step back and go, actually, what pattern am I experiencing? Like if someone followed me around with a video camera for a week, what is actually going on? Okay, you know what? I feel nervous and sick to my stomach when I have to talk about money and budget with clients. Specific, right? So if you start mapping out the specifics of your challenges, suddenly you have a list of patterns that you're experiencing, and patterns can be changed. We can find the root causes for patterns. We can shift patterns. We can uncover why you're having patterns, and they can be worked through and dissolved. Plus, it separates you from the patterns you're experiencing and takes it off the label of this is who I am, this is how I am, this is how I'll always be. So that's one of the first things anybody can do. And people often have insights by just breaking I am this into these are the patterns and this is when they happen. So that's something anybody can do right away.
That's awesome. I'm now thinking, okay, what am I going to do this right afterwards?
I know, Thomas and I will share our journal session, Kyle. Yeah.
Right. We'll do group journal session. Well, amazing advice. So Thomas, any other questions for Aaron? And then I'd love for you just to tell people how they could get a hold of you, what kind of people you'd like to work with and what that process would look like.
Sure.
But before that, Thomas, any questions, comments?
Loads of questions, but for respect of your time, Aaron, I won't make you go through them. But no, I always love the conversation around happiness. I mean, it's why I have happy scaling above me, right? It's kind of that, why are we trying to hustle and scale if we're not happy? So, love the journey. So if people can come find you, please let them know where, and yeah, hope you can help some of our clients out.
Absolutely. Mindfixgroup.com. Nice. We have a free training there. We have a resources section. I've put up some videos where we show different types of work being done. I think we put up an audit there so people can start their self-discovery and exploration journey on our website. If someone wants to follow me on social media, I'm the only Aaron File on all of Facebook, and I'll often post about our clients' experiences, personal experiences and learnings and results. And then if someone wants to just reach out, email Aaron@mindfixgroup.com. Any personal questions or if anything came up as you were listening to this, I'm happy to point people in the right direction, provide resources or alternatives or suggestions and help people along their way.
That's awesome. Aaron, you are a mensch and an amazing person. We appreciate your time. We appreciate the message. And I personally appreciated what you helped me out with. So I'm getting a little bit unstuck. And hopefully all those listeners out there felt a little bit of that too. They felt something of value. They felt connected and really appreciated this in the same way that I know Thomas and I did. So
I have one more thing.
You bet. One more thing.
I did. I remembered right before we did this. I totally forgot. So engaged. We put up a page on our site. And it's mindfixgroup.com/podcast. And you can go in, and if you want to grab a 15-minute call with me to talk about anything and you just want to speak with me directly, people are welcome to do that. Or they can receive some newsletters from us on that page as well.
That is an amazing offer. 15 minutes with you would be transformative. So that's fantastic. Please go. Just go use that link. Use and abuse it. Crash the website with all your people going there and checking it out. That'd be amazing. Really, really appreciate the time. With that, as we normally finish, we'll make sure that all the website information is in the show notes as well. So you could just click below or wherever you need to get that information in your podcast streaming thing. But be sure to like, rate, review, subscribe. And I think the other thing too that the Thomas and I really, really want to hear from you guys. What are the other stuff? And I'm now going to say, what's the other stuff in your life not involving online marketing you want to hear more about, you want to consume more about? Is it more personal development? Is it something health related? Is it something about how to build a run exercise so you could get a marathon? Whatever it might be, we want to know what it is. I'm not promising that we're going to solve it, talk about it, but I will promise you that we'll read your email. So send it to us. We're excited to read them, and they do dictate the content that we're going to send to you next. With that, until next time, what do we tell the people, Thomas?
I was going to tell them the email.
The email too. So let's tell the people the email.
The email is affiliated at clickbank.com. So
there you go. Yep. I should do that. I'll learn that one day.
We're still working on our sign off. Yeah. So. Right. 80 episodes in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. I was going to say that. Well, happy scaling, everybody. And thanks for joining us.
With the extra emphasis on happy. Yeah. Have a good one. Until next time. Hello, affiliated listeners. So I really appreciate you enjoying and hopefully listening to that whole episode with Aaron. Really, really fantastic. I actually wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the episode and specifically with Aaron. I think a lot of times you see this stuff and think, hey, is this something that was planned or trained or did they work through this beforehand? We actually did that very live and it's very vulnerable with her. We followed up after the call and I just want to share with you guys that the impact was real. I actually, I don't know if you noticed, but even in the episode, I got caught off a little off guard because what we were doing brought up some real impactful thoughts and things that I directly went and did afterwards and changed, and it changed my outlook on the challenges I was having. So this is more just a way to really endorse and say that what Aaron's doing is so real. It's so important. And just in that short amount of time that we did very, very little of the actual work, it made real impacts for me in my life. And I know she's done it for so many others. So I just say that mental health is super important. What she's doing, as simple as it might have seemed in that small moment, is really impactful and directly impacted me. So just want to share that with you guys. I really hope that you're happy, you're healthy, and you're doing the right things out there for you and for others. And look forward to you continuing listening and enjoying the content we produce, because we do produce it for you. Hopefully it's making your day a little bit better, as it seems to do for mine every single time I get to create it. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye.